Careers Ahead on Talk About with Mary Lucy in association with Cara Credit Union.
Now, I keep forgetting I have to use my couple of focal. Tá Mary Lucy on shop. Fall to Roth, a warra. Mary, welcome. You're going to talk a little bit today about, well, you're open to answering any questions about anything career related, but you're going to come back to a subject that we got a huge response to last year, and that's transition year, TY as the young ones call it.
Yes.
The pros and cons. Is it the time of year when they're making decisions about whether to do it or not?
Yeah, and to apply for TY. And a lot of parents getting in touch with me, you know, asking what do I think is the best advice and should their son or daughter do TY. Parents have a number of concerns always. The biggest probably being on the academic side, that if they don't have, you know, formal exams, if they don't have, you know, very rigid classes, structured day, will their student kind of just fall off, you know, and they won't perform as well academically. That's one of the main concerns really that parents have, and the cost of it all as well. Then sometimes parents find it challenging because it depends on, you know, if there's a tour or, you know, out of the country. So I mean, there's those considerations as well. And students themselves then sometimes are afraid that, you know, they may be in with a group of friends, and if they're separated and they're put in a different class in TY, you know, how will they cope? Some students as well, that the structured typical school day suits them. They're thinking, well, how will it be if, you know, I don't know exactly what's happening, you know, each day, or I don't know exactly where I'm supposed to be. So that bothers some students. But I personally feel that overall, TY can be a wonderful opportunity for students. You know, the student themselves need to approach it with a view to having a plan in place and deciding, I definitely want to do A, B, C, D during TY. And lots of times, you know, people say it's not great in this school, you know, it's better in another school. But a lot will depend on the individual student. And
what they put into it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, even outside of what the school organises, they themselves can put loads of plans in place for the year, because the schools normally facilitate them if they want to do something that's even outside of the school. And it really is an opportunity for them to focus on themselves and growing as holistically as a whole person, without the whole emphasis on, like, what grade did you get, you know, have your homework done. You know, there's a complete shift in the thought process behind TY. And even though they are gradually introduced to the Leaving Cert cycle, and, you know, they're continuing to show them how to study, it's a wonderful opportunity for them themselves as an individual, I think, to develop and to grow if they want to.
Yeah, you know? And even aside from all of that, it's another year for them to mature for when they eventually do go out into the world or go to college or whatever.
Yeah, and no matter how mature that a parent might say their son or daughter is, you know, if they decide to move away from home, if they decide to live, you know, in an apartment with a group of students, like, the others will have a year, you know, they're a year older than them. So, like, it's better to be a bit older moving away from home. I think you can handle yourself better. You know, you're better able to cope. I think you've better coping mechanism, better coping skills.
And of course, they get to do work experience as well.
They do. And the work experience is a wonderful option for them. Especially the fact that they can decide, you know, they may be looking at particular career areas or thinking of different areas they might work on for after they finish school. And they can use that, at, you know, as an opportunity to go into work experience. And again, even some students, like, they go to wherever their mother or father works and they spend a week there and they're basically doing nothing. Others really engage and they, you know, find out somewhere that, you know, maybe if they want to work in a veterinary's office or, you know, in Radio Kerry, if they're interested in radio or journalism. And they I find that they say to me, because, I mean, I would work with an awful lot of TY students starting to work on their careers and what they're thinking about and preparing for college or their next step. And a lot of them say to me, look, I thought I wanted to be, you know, a vet, and then I worked in a veterinary for my work experience, and I don't want to. I thought I wanted to, you know, be a nurse. I thought I wanted to be a teacher, whatever. And their experience has pushed them in a different direction. Others, they might say, I absolutely loved it, you know, and I know this is what I want to do. And therefore, if you're a transition year student and you know, you have an idea of the career path you want when you're moving into fifth year, it makes it so much easier because you have a goal and you're going to aim towards that goal and towards that career route. So it makes it easier then to study, you know, to you know, maybe get the points you want or get that apprenticeship you want. So it's just a better system overall.
Now, are there any particular students that TY does not suit, or have you ever dealt with any issues that were particularly caused by transition year?
On a couple of occasions, with females actually, I have dealt with cases where students felt that they were put into different groups, they lost friends, they felt they couldn't get back in with that friend group when they moved into fifth year. But that is all about, like, you know, say, over the last 2 years, with the credit union run a project called See You Through Your Interview, and it is, you know, preparing transition years for their interviews and doing mock interviews. And there's 2,000 were interviewed in the last 2 years. So I always ask them, why did they do TY and what was the benefits themselves, the student. And every one of them said, I wanted to make more friends and I wanted to get to know more people in class. So sometimes people need to keep that in mind, you know. So if you're separated from a friend, you know, or put into a different class group for TY, it doesn't mean that you have to distance yourself from those friends. It means you're expanding your circle of friends. So that's about being confident and having self-esteem, you know, that you're well able to hold your own and make friends and talk to people, and it doesn't have to be. So I think it's a good thing that they do move around. But I have come across one or two students who found it very difficult to fit back into the group afterwards. But again, it was their confidence and self-esteem that needed to be worked upon. Some students who absolutely hate school, absolutely hate it, like don't want to get up any morning, don't want to go into school, I would like look carefully at them. Now, I would base it on an individual case, because some students who absolutely hated school up until third year, when they went into TY, and sometimes they were forced and cajoled into doing it, when they found that they had a school day that wasn't structured, that they were allowed to be creative and to allow have an input themselves in what went on, they turned around and absolutely loved it. So you really have to look at an individual basis, like what will suit a child. Like if they just detest anything to do with school, why would you add another year onto them for, you know?
Assuming they're old enough, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah, yes.
That they're
of
not going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Barely 17.
I mean, I would be a supporter of TY, I think, because even the fact that they're just a year older.
Is it not true also, and I don't know anything about this because I obviously have only knowledge of one or two secondary schools in the county, the one I go to, or the one I went to, the one my daughter goes to. But is it true that some schools make more of an effort for TY than others?
I think that is the case. An awful lot will be based on who's driving the TY. So it's like any teacher in a school or in a class or a subject, depending on the interest the teacher has in the students, in the programme, like that drives it more forward. But I would say if that someone finds them in a school that they feel they're not particularly doing an awful lot, I would say encourage their student to put their own plan in place and say, I'm going to do this, you know, so that they're still getting the benefit because they do have an opportunity to work on projects themselves, you know. And I mean, there is an onus now as well that they do have to provide kind of feedback to the parents, what's going on. The students themselves have to, you know, create portfolios, you know. So, I mean, there is an element all the time of, you know, that there's communication between the parents and the student, and they will keep up subjects as well, the normal subjects as they're going along during the year. But like reports say that some are better than others, and students tell me some are better than others. But then when I ask the students, well, what did you do yourself to try and improve the year of the experience? They said, well, I didn't really do much myself, you know. So,
yeah, so
there's a number of elements and they all need to be working together.
There's an element of you get out what you put in as
yes,
well.
You know,
okay.
Certainly, yeah.
We'll take a break, Mary. We have some questions for you. Some are about TY, some are not. I will just remind the listeners at this point that if you have a career question for Mary, maybe you're not a student at all, or you don't have a student in your family, maybe you yourself are looking to change your career at whatever age you are, Mary's only too delighted to answer any questions for you. 083 300 3300 if you'd like to get in touch.
Careers Ahead on Talkabout with Mary Lucy in association with Cara Credit Union.
Now, Mary, I'll ask you some questions that are not related to transition year for a moment, just to kind of change in a different direction, and we'll come back to it. This one is from a listener who says, my son is thinking of doing a trade. How would he go about it, and does he have to go to college for it?
Not college initially anyway. So if he wants to do a trade, he will have to sign up for an apprenticeship. So the first step is to get an employer in the area that he wants. So if it's plumbing or carpentry or an electrician, for example. So he needs to get an employer. Now, before he even does that, what he can do he can go up to in Kerry here. The apprenticeships are run from the Mona Valley campus in Kerry College. So he could call up there and talk to somebody about them themselves. Once he has got an employer, and the employer is happy to take him on as an apprentice, he will register him then with Sullis, who are the overall, the governing body of, we'll say, of the apprenticeships here in Ireland. He will spend time with the employer, working, you know, doing the work, and then he will spend a time in the training centre. And then he will go back to the employer again and back to the training centre, and he will at the latter levels, then he will go to a college as well towards the end of the apprenticeship. So there's a mixture of both. He will be earning from the time he starts his apprenticeship while he's on the job and while he's in training. So, you know, that's why they say they're earning while they're learning. One thing I would say is that just to ensure that he has a good idea of what the trade is, let him volunteer with somebody they know maybe, or, you know, shadow somebody to ensure that he's a good idea what it is and what's involved in the area. It would be 4 years for most of the trade apprenticeships then, and he'd be qualified.
Okay, next question is from someone who says, why is the agricultural engineering course suspended for 2026? My son is heartbroken. I've emailed MTU and they say there are no plans to run it in 2027.
Normally, the reason why a course is suspended, sometimes it's that they're reviewing the course and they might be trying to enhance it.
Excuse me.
Other times it is that there isn't the demand for the course. So that's up to the MTU then after that to see. That's normally the reasons why it may not be running.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
So they could take a look and see if it's agriculture course, they could take a look maybe Palaiskenry, see if there's something running up there that might be applicable, you know, or otherwise take a look even in Cork if they want to stay around the locality.
Another listener says, will you ask Mary if a person for post-primary teaching isn't picked for their PME, is there another way around it while they're waiting to reapply the following year? You better tell us what PME is first.
Yeah, so what that is, it's a master's that will qualify you to teach a master's in education. And if somebody wants to teach, so say you did a business degree or you did a degree in arts and you did Irish and German, for example, and you wanted to qualify to be a teacher, then you have to do a master's in education to qualify you the teaching part. So you have the subject matter from your original degree, and this qualifies you. There are a number of options. You know, you can do PME in a number of the universities, but also the Hibernia online offer the PME as an online option. So take a look at that, because they sometimes have a number of admissions time, you know, maybe one in January and another maybe then again they take two lots of intakes. So it might suit the person, you know, might suit them better.
Now, some questions in about transition year. Listener says, my daughter's dying to do TY, but her two best friends aren't interested. And now she's saying that she's going to go straight into fifth year too. Any advice?
Yeah, I think when I tell all of the students that I work with is that when they're making decisions about their careers and courses, they really have to think of what is right for them, not their friends. So I would suggest that she decides to continue and do TY. She will have friends then from TY and in fifth year. So she will be expanding her circle of friends, and she has to be able to stand on her own 2 feet as well, and can't be relying on friends for everything as she goes forward. And it's important that people learn to stand on their own 2 feet, especially from a young age. And, you know, it will build their confidence. And I would suggest she continues with TY.
Very good. Now, this is funny because this woman has two sons and they're very different, obviously. She says, one son did TY last year mainly because I made him do it, but he didn't engage seriously with the programme at all. I've another son currently in third year. and now I don't want him to do transition year, but he's dying to do it. What does Mary think I should do? Parenting advice as well, Mary.
It's funny because when I speak to some of the TYs, like, and I say, "Why? What made you decide to do it?" And he said, "Herself made me." Sometimes I get from some of the males. I think that sentence probably coins why I didn't engage. You know, if you try to force a student to do TY, they will go against
they'll
you.
They'll do the opposite.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pity he didn't. He probably hasn't the maturity maybe to put a plan in place himself. You know, even despite his mother's advice and what she wanted, it's a pity he didn't. But if the other son wants to do it, I would suggest allowing the son to do it, because he will certainly, if he's already eager to do it, he will engage better, and he probably sees that his other brother didn't get anything out of it, and he will want to get something out of it. So I would say he should continue and apply and do it.
Yeah, yeah. Let him do it, exactly. Just yeah. because the other fella wasted yeah. it doesn't yeah. mean he will. Caller wants to know, will transition year help choosing Leaving Cert subjects?
Yes, because normally in the schools they get an introduction to a number of subjects, the science subjects, you know, the computing, the languages. So they suddenly can see, oh, I didn't realise I'm actually really good at this, you know, or I'm really good at that, or engineering, whatever. So it does, and they should keep them, they're an open mind then about selecting the subjects, because they might find something that they're really good at, you know.
Yeah so they kind of get a taster of Velocity in fifth year or in TY, and then they can go on to fifth year.
Yeah, and even themselves, even during the year, if there's an area that they find that's particularly interesting and the school doesn't offer it, they could do something online, you know, because they won't have the same amount of academic pressure with them. And that might, you know, kind of start an interest or pique an interest in an area for them.
Just to some non-TY questions, a listener says, is the MTU getting the midwifery course in 2027? I have a daughter in fifth year at the moment, keen to study midwifery. She was told by nursing students that midwifery will be coming hopefully next year to MTU. Has Mary heard anything?
No, and just watch. Students sometimes have stories that may not particularly be true. You know, but I do know the nursing department is very strong in the MTU, and I mean, they are expanding a number of areas, so hopefully it will.
Yeah, hopefully. Watch this space.
Yeah.
A lady whose son is in his early 30s is in a non-skilled factory job, and he would like a change of career. Any suggestions?
I would work with a lot of people actually who are in similar positions to that, and when I meet them, there is always an area that they really enjoy or they're really good at. I would have to meet somebody to see, you know, the best advice to give them, but I would say in general, get them to look at an area that they're really interested in, they really enjoy, and is there something they always wanted to, you know, to do, or is there a career that they always wanted, and start looking at that, and how can they get to there, you know, because people sometimes they get tired of the jobs like that, and they, when they look to the future, they think, this is where I'm going to be in 10 years and I don't want to be there, and that's the impetus for the career change.
Okay, a lady whose son is, sorry, I asked you that one already. This is another person asking about her son. They're all asking about their sons today. She says he hasn't a clue what he wants to do from a career perspective. He's applied for transition year for next September. Does Mary think it'll help him in any way to get an idea of a future career path?
I do. I think it'll be a great opportunity because, again, he can decide, like, particular areas that he might be interested in, or if he's a hobby that he likes, can he work within that area and try and get work experience then in the different areas, and that will start eliminating, you know, possible careers he does like or he doesn't like.
Yeah. Okay, we'll fit one more in. I think Mary, listener says, we have a 14-year-old boy in second year. He would like to do TY, but he really dislikes school. Would the extra year benefit him more to mature? He seems to only want to do TY for the work experience side of it, as his brother is in TY at the moment. Now, this lad is only in second year.
Right, in second year. Well, I mean, he has another year yet to do. So, I mean, but what I would do with him is that if he really wants to do it, start gently putting, I know it's a bit early, but start gently putting plan in place for him to do TY, so that he will get definite benefits from it, rather than just going along and doing, you know. And also let him work shadow if possible, even now, if he's really interested in the work experience element, see why is he, you know, and could he volunteer in particular areas now? I know he's only 14, but and encourage that side of it. Because, I mean, it's really good that he wants the work experience, because some of the TYs, they hate it. And it's not they hate it, but they're nervous about it and they're dreading the thought of it. Whereas if he's not, I mean, I would encourage that, the fact he's so positive about it.
Yeah, okay, that's a very sensible answer. Mary, we better let you go, but thank you as always for giving us comprehensive overview on transition year and indeed answering those questions for us about other career aspects of career. Remind people how they can find you.
Yeah, my number is 087-933-8981, and if you just send a WhatsApp or a message, and my email is marylucy@careerahead.ie.
Super. Mary, we'll see you next month for more career advice. For now, though, we'll take a break. We'll be talking to well-known Kerry businessman Dan Horan, who's just back from Kenya. That's up next.